97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Hello and welcome to this week's edition of the podcast exclusive of Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Thank you so much for downloading our podcast. Don't forget, if you haven't already, to also download this week's show podcast. The radio show airs on Saturdays and Sundays on 97.1 FM Talk and KMOX Radio. But you can also get that show's podcast. And we release that podcast on Fridays and this here podcast every Monday. So thank you for downloading, and please share it with anybody that you think might enjoy the conversations that we have here on Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. Let them know about the podcast and introduce it. Share it with your friends, right, Bo? It's always it's good to spread this conversation.
Yeah, we need a super spreader.
There you go.
A super spreader event. No, you know what? People ask me all the time, do you guys talk a lot of politics? I'm like, you know what? I'm not going to say we lean left or right. We just keep an eye on the Second Amendment is like my elevator speech and all the things that are changing or could change and what that means to law-abiding citizens. And if you're an unlawful guns person, well, then you need to listen up, because we can school you on some of that too. But
well, this week on the radio show, we talked to the chief of police from Eureka, Chief Mike Wiegand, and it was great to hear from him. And we've heard this from other people in the law enforcement community and just other in the outdoor, in the hunting community, people that we talked to for the first time that say, oh my God, I love that show. I love that you guys are doing this. I listen every week. We really like what you guys are doing. You know, I think there's a lot of people that want to have these discussions. We get very serious sometimes when we're talking about the Second Amendment and any news that might be surrounding gun rights or law enforcement or the military. And then we also have a lot of fun, and we talk about fishing and hunting and camping and that stuff too. And I think that this is just stuff that interests a lot of people. So
I think so.
Yeah,
you know, and actually we're about ready to add another sponsor to the program.
Yeah.
It's still under wraps at this point, but I think they're going to start as early as next week.
Nobody downloads this podcast. Go ahead, spill the beans.
But here's the deal, though. There are businesses that feel the same way we do about the Second Amendment and how important it is. And business owners want to be involved in this group of listeners. And so I think it's exciting. I can't wait to tell you about it.
Yeah.
It's just part of the process. Just like anything, we were talking about how, segments on programs off mic, have become shorter and shorter, kind of like sitcoms. They used to be 28 minutes long and there was 2 minutes of commercials. Now you go to a sitcom, it's like 17 minutes of the actual program.
Right.
And they jam all this other stuff. But anyway, my point is, when there's popularity, when there's listenership to the Odyssey app, it just helps. And we love to communicate and connect with people that think like we do.
Yes. And that part of what you were just explaining there is part of the reason that we do this right now, this podcast exclusive, because we only have so much time on the air every week to have these conversations. So it's great that we can continue with them and get a little more time and get a little more in depth with all the things that we talk about on this podcast exclusive, which again, we drop every Monday. And with us this week, sticking around from the radio show, is our friend Tim Shelsvik from Drury Outdoors. Tim, thanks for putting in a little overtime with us.
I couldn't find the exit door, so I guess I'm just going to have to stay until someone shows me the way out.
So we were talking on the show about Missouri for the first time ever, announcing that there is going to be a black bear hunting season in the state this year. So some super interesting stuff and questions pop up along those lines. I would encourage anybody to make sure you go back and listen to the radio show if you haven't, to get all the details. But real quick, Tim, just the Cliff Notes version of how this season is going to work.
Yep. So the month of May is your only window for Missouri residents to apply for a tag, and it's a lottery system. It looks like they're only going to draw 400 permits across three different bear management zones in the state of Missouri, and the season runs from October 18th through 27th, and it'll be open to archery and firearm methods. And once the quota numbers are taken for the bears, and it looks like they're looking to harvest 40 bears across the entire three bear management zones, then the season will end. So it could be as long as the 18th to the 27th of October, or it could be to the 18th until a few days in when 40 bears are killed. So it definitely is something that you want to get your name in there, register during the month of May, because after that they close it and they announce who's been selected to get a tag.
So the cliffhanger that I left the radio show on
dun, 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 dun.
Was the obvious differences between hunting deer, elk, rabbit, squirrel, turkey, ducks. None of those animals are predators.
Or bipods.
Right. Talk about that. Like, what are some of the, obviously every hunting season, every animal has its unique set of circumstances. But I would imagine that hunting a bear brings some pretty much different unique circumstances to the table. Do these black bears also present a safety issue to the hunters in a way that other animals don't? I would think they do.
Yeah, definitely. Bears are obviously predators, and predators just have different types of brains. Herbivores like deer.
You got a different type of brain.
deer, rabbits, things like that. They're just not, they don't have that gear for aggression against people necessarily. But bear aren't natively looking to attack people, but you think about a wounded bear versus a wounded buck, and you've got a totally different ball game. Mm-hmm. And so there are a lot of commonalities. I mean, you still want to try to, shot placement behind the shoulder if you're shooting with archery tackle. So there anatomically, there's some similarities there. The bone structure is a little heavier, so you might want to shoot a little more poundage on your bow. But really the difference comes down to once you've made the shot and really making sure that you're safe and that you are certain that bear is dead, that you give it time. Now, I admittedly have never hunted for bear. I'm definitely going to be putting in because I would love to, but I'm not a bear hunter, so I'm not an expert. But it's that moment after you've made the shot that bear is wounded, and and things can get dangerous from there. So that's probably the biggest kind of safety issue. They're typically not aggressive, but you could end up in a bad situation if you encounter a sow with some cubs. That could be a challenge. And one of the other, we didn't talk about this during the main show, but hunters will not be allowed to take a bear that is with other bears during their hunt. So,
I was wondering that exact question. Like I was wondering that exact thing about shooting a mama bear, for lack of a better term, that it does have newborn cubs, if that was going to be a situation that would be an off-limits animal in this hunt.
Yeah, now the cubs will be they'll have a few months on them because they would have been born in the spring, so they're not going to be helpless and unable to fend for themselves. But I think the spirit is there in the regulation that they don't want to leave young bears abandoned without a mom, because there's a lot of socialization that happens and some learning that happens. Biologically, the young bears will be fine on their own at that point, once if their mother is taken during the fall, during the season, but in general they are trying to avoid that situation. So the way I read it, and the MDC might clarify this at some other point, but even if it's two male bears that happen to come into an area together, you see two bears or more, you can't shoot.
Gotcha.
It's an ethics thing, I think. Hey, Tim, since the bear management zones are 1, 2, and 3, our part of the state on the southeastern portion of the state is bear management zone 2. And most of them, I want to point out, like you mentioned on the show, are south, mostly south of the Missouri River. We have the second amount of harvest quota of 15 bears on our portion of the state. But as I look at this map, it reminded me of when we looked at the hog map, where it showed they were coming up from the south and they were kind of invading the south. Is there any correlation between the bear population and the hog population moving, not maybe at the same rate, but it seems like they are all coming from the south and moving up?
Yeah, hogs are pervasive in the south, and Arkansas has a great bear population. They also have a pretty serious hog problem too. And so, yeah, these problems are not migrating to the south. They're migrating from the south. And right. So you take the good with the bad. I mean, we're getting the bears and that's great. But we're also getting the hogs and that's not so great.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if that rule about not shooting in the group, is part ethics and part safety, because if you know, I'm serious, like if you,
especially for the archery guys,
if you shoot a bear, if there's three bears and you shoot one of them,
cub,
the other two may attack you instead of running away. Maybe not. I don't know. I don't know how these animals behave, but you know, I could see that being a factor in why that rule exists too.
Yeah, I mean, it could be that there are witnesses then also that pose an issue.
Tim, how big are these animals? Like, what are we? I can picture a black bear, but how big of an animal are we talking about?
It changes across their range. So out west, they're a little smaller. Out east, they're a little bigger. We're kind of in the middle of the pack. Our bears, you know, the good sized bear in Missouri, are a normal, healthy black bear, an adult male, could hit 500 pounds.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. So that's a big, like, 7 feet tall.
So picture me with 200 pounds on it. And see, this is a nice segue because I've seen Tim's Facebook post. So if you want to segue,
that's beautiful. That's artful.
It is. It is.
Is a master.
It is. So I did. I mentioned. Yeah, I mentioned that you have a new endeavor that you're working on, Tim. Tell us about it.
Yeah, it's called the Legion of Woodsmen, and it's a group of folks, and it's open. You know, we're accepting candidates right now, but I essentially help people hit their health and fitness goals. If they want to lose weight, if they want to put on some lean muscle mass, I give you the tools in an app that I use to coach people and a team that you belong to. So there's some accountability and just some real honest feedback and encouragement along the way, because let's face it, like, being overweight is tough, or some of my members are underweight and they're trying to put on some mass because they want to be more durable. That's hard too. And people just struggle with that, and self-concept and just understanding what and how to eat. I can't tell you how many of my people at 30, 40, 50 years old are relearning how to eat. It's a weird feeling, but the reality is most of us don't have a balanced diet. We don't know exactly what kind of exercises, what kind of workouts we should be doing to live the kind of life we want to. And we don't all have to, you know, be specimens like Bo, but we can be as good as we want to be. And so with the Legion of Woodsmen, I give you the team and the tools to achieve and the accountability along the way to help you stick with your plan. And so just look up Legion of Woodsmen on Facebook and I can take you through the process from there. But it's a ton of fun. It's a great community. And it really is kind of centered around readiness for the outdoors. You want to be able to spend time fishing and hunting and camping, hiking with your kids and their grandkids, and for as long as possible. And unfortunately, the outdoor industry is not always known for its health consciousness. And so I'm trying to change that.
So I get a lot of my exercise outside for the last couple of weeks. I've been out gathering logs with a buddy of mine on his property, and I mean my inner billy goat is fired up, man. I can climb some hills. Is your regiment, is it more outdoors or is it meet me at the gym kind of thing?
No, it's so you can choose between at home workouts, which you could do indoors or outdoors, or if you have access to a gym, you can choose the gym route, and then the app will populate moves and exercises that you would do with equipment that you'd find there at the gym. So it's pretty darn flexible based on what you have. And the stuff I have at my house, I've got a pile of dumbbells and a chin-up bar, and that's it. So it's really not focused heavily on equipment and buying stuff.
Yeah, but Bo, you make a great point. Tim, you touched on it too. You know, when you are out enjoying all the things that the great outdoors have to offer, and you just like that and you enjoy that lifestyle, whether it be camping and hiking or, you know, like chopping your own firewood, you know.
I don't chop. I've got a motorized splitter, but I still got to go get the logs.
But you're still doing physical work. You're still doing physical work. So,
right.
You know, using those activities to help also keep yourself fit is, in my opinion, it's a whole lot more fun than, you know, doing push-ups, you know, if you're actually doing something you enjoy.
Yeah. And I'm 42. And so if I get injured now, it takes me longer to recover and it keeps me out of doing what I like to do. So if I can stay strong and durable, that keeps me in the game a lot longer and keeps me from getting sidelined. So if I can do that, there are things I can control in my life, because there's a lot in life that frankly we can't control. Let's control for the variables that we can. And your fitness and your discipline in what you eat is definitely controllable with the right tools and the right team structure around you.
So one more time, how can people learn more about that and get involved?
Yeah, just on Facebook, just look up Legion of Woodsmen, Woodsmen with an E-N, and I'll take it from there.
And before we let you go, we've obviously focused this conversation on the announcement of the bear hunting season, but what else is coming up here soon in our area that you guys at Drury Outdoors and you personally with the Thinking Woodsman show, what else is happening in the hunting community right now?
We're all freaking out about the onset of turkey season.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming up here in April, and I'm doing some scouting. The next weekend is the opening of youth season. So I'm taking my daughter out, try to get her first turkey, and then regular season starts later in April. And so doing some scouting. We're all pistons are firing right now on turkey season.
You know what? Maybe we have finally solved.
Turkey?
Yeah, it was. Can you identify it? Can you identify it exactly from just that call? The longest running mystery in the history of Second Amendment Radio is Bo's catfish in his pond. Maybe it wasn't the neighbor. Maybe you have bear. Maybe the bear.
Well, hold on. This is a good question. I haven't seen bear, and I have game cams all over the place. Security cams, game cams.
Oh, those are so cool to watch
Stop
at night.
Bragging.
So here's the question. Do coyote and fox eat fish?
They're not going to, like, fish them out of the water, but if they find one dead, they might take it.
Okay. Well, that's
so you were trying
forget
to
get that
so,
idea.
So you're trying to blame the coyote
neighbor.
Instead of the neighbor.
It's still the neighbor.
Yeah, gotcha.
Trying to give him a pass.
So Tim, if people, you know, obviously it's always a great time to go to Drury Outdoors and watch your guys' podcast and keep up with the Thinking Woodsman. But with all that's happening with bear season and turkey season right around the corner, it's just the weather outside, days getting longer and weather getting warmer. More and more people heading back out into the great outdoors. How can they keep up and watch everything that you're working on?
Yeah, just if you download the DeerCast app, we throw all of our videos in there. So videos that we're currently producing and then videos from our entire 32-year history are there. Same thing on YouTube, same thing on social. If you want to find me, I'm thethinkingwoodsman.com, and the same thing on Instagram and Facebook. And then again, my fitness group is called Legion of Woodsmen on Facebook.
Great stuff. Tim Shelsvik, always great to talk with you, my friend. Talk to you again real soon.
Thanks for having me, guys. Take care.
You bet. All right, that's going to wrap up this edition of the podcast exclusive. Thanks again for downloading and sharing the show with people that you know in your life that appreciate the kind of conversations that we are having. Thank you so much for joining us. We really, really appreciate it. For producer Carl Middleman and my partner, Bo Matthews, I'm Tony Colombo. See you next week for another edition of Second Amendment Radio in the Great Outdoors.
See you, boys.